303 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon, and I got to tell you, if yesterday was great, today is even a half step closer. Speaking weather-wise, I mean, the world's going to hell, but otherwise, I mean, it's nice. It's the low humidity. Absolutely luxurious. I've got the windows open here in the former Black Shack. I really do. We've got a lot that we're going to cover, obviously, front and center, whether we want it to be or not, is this never-ending circus that is taking place in Chicago as the Democrats gather to first they're celebrating their coup, and then they are, they continue to hide the person they selected to be their party standard bearer. It's now a solid month, by the way. Congratulations, Mazel Tov, as we might say in my neighborhood. Congratulations to Kamala Harris, 30-plus days now since she was handed the approval after they stuck all the knives in Joe Biden's back. And she still hasn't held any sort of a press conference or answered any questions. She did do a sit-down with Tampon Tim Walz, and they joked about how he's a white guy and has mayonnaise on his tacos. You understand how insulting that is? Really, let's just cut right to the chase here. How insulting is that? It would only be allowed, and it is only allowed, if you are mocking a white guy. You couldn't make a joke like that about a black person or a Latino person or an Asian person. And you know what? I don't think you could make it against a woman, period. I mean, a real, actual, honest-to-goodness woman. Not like, we'll get into that. There's a judge that's weighing in on an issue up here in Hanover, which is outrageous. But it just makes your hair hurt, some of the stupidity. So he talks about eating tacos with mayonnaise, and as a white guy, he doesn't do spicy stuff. And it's all laughing and frivolity. But understand the underlying point of this. What's underscoring all of it? It's you as a white guy don't really have a role in anything anymore. We had one of the MSNBC hacks, who was it, Alex Wagner, last night say that the Kamala Harris ascension, that's what they're calling it, ascension, signifies the death of the white patriarchy. Okay, well, I can't tell you which way you ought to be viewing this, but if you are, a white guy, you should probably be a little concerned. If you're married to a white guy, you should probably be a little concerned. If you've got kids who are, white guys, you should probably be concerned for them. We are at an unbelievable moment right now in this nation where we've got two such clear paths. And for everybody who continues their hatred of Donald Trump, have at it. But at least be honest with yourself and take a look at where you are going to go. It could be a function of age, right? You get to a certain age, you go, I'm going to be dead in 5 years or 10 years. Don't care. Do any damn thing you want. I've got my money. I've taken care of me. I've taken care of my kids. And the rest of you are on your own. But there are people like that. I know very, very, very selfish, self-centered, egomaniacal, narcissistic folks who think that way. You take a look at some of the Hollywood crowd. In fact, you take a look at the vast majority of the Hollywood crowd. That's how they think. They're perfectly willing to go along with the socialist ideas because they're not going to redistribute any of their own money. That's staying with them and with their family. So they don't care about you. That's become abundantly clear, hasn't it? Any of these actors or actresses, they're all the same, with the exception of a handful who have decided they are either not going to talk about political issues or they're just going to keep their mouths shut, because otherwise they get completely and totally blackballed out in Hollywood. That's where we are right now. It's going to be interesting to see what Robert Kennedy Jr. does. Bobby has been with us a number of times, and I like him. I like him a lot. I wasn't going to vote for him, but I like him. And I do wonder if there were people who were looking at him saying, you know, I just can't bring myself to vote for Trump. And there are people like that. There are people that have such a knee-jerk reaction, such a bizarre, visceral response to former president. Oh, I can't vote for him. I just can't do it. I'll vote for this Kennedy guy. He's not going to win, but at least not a vote for Trump. Okay. You know, I actually understand that. Because I remember the first time that Donald Trump was running. And I thought, I don't know, is it going to be difficult for people to vote for him? Because that was a lot closer, if you remember, 8 years ago. And it was, time-wise, a lot closer to the things that he had said that people didn't like and the tweets that he had sent that people didn't like. It was kind of fresh. And there were plenty of folks who said, well, I get it. His policies are better, but I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I think there's a chunk of people who are looking at Bobby Kennedy that way right now. Like, oh, I know that Trump's got the better ideas, but I just can't do it. Now, what happens if Bobby Kennedy on Friday, and that's when this is going to happen, simply announces, hey, I'm out. I'm out. Now that everybody has seen how the Democrats cook the books, and they've been cooking the books for a long, long time. You go back to their selection of Hillary Clinton, right? Bernie Sanders was the choice of the wackadoodles in the party. But the higher-ups, who are billionaires themselves, even as they are ridiculing billionaires, they decided Hillary Clinton was the safe choice. And now, what the heck? She had stuck around long enough, so we're going to give it to her. So they cooked the books. Joe Biden was a book cooker, right? A couple of years back, they all looked at him and, well, you know, the hell, how bad can it be? He's not really going to be doing anything. We'll be pulling the strings. He's, you know, he's the presidential meat puppet. Just let him have it. Let him have it. He's been here long enough. So they cooked the books for him. And one of the chief cookers of the books back then is their selection this time out, that Kamala Harris. You remember, she's never gotten a single vote in terms of the electoral process, right? She dropped out of the primaries before they held a single election last time. This time they just handed it to her. She is, in many ways, the ideal selection because she's been part of the go-along-to-get-along book cooking commission since the beginning. And because of the thoroughly dishonest members of the legacy news media, she's getting a free pass on this one. It's amazing to me. It really is. It's just absolutely, positively amazing to look at this and analyze this and realize that we could very well be at the end of this country. I hate to say it. But we really could be at that point. It sounds so dramatic, I know. Oh my gosh, Jeff, come on, we've made it through all this stuff, and we always make it through everything, and we made it through the Civil War, we made it through, I got you. But when you have people who have said very clearly that their goal is to, quote, fundamentally transform America, now they have another chance to fundamentally transform America, it has nothing to do with gender or race or anything else. It has to do with actual policies and ideology. Well, we're in a bad place right now. Very, very bad place. Very bad place. We'll see. That's all I got to say. So Bobby Kennedy on Friday will make an announcement. We'll see and hear and read what it was. He was the subject of tremendous book cooking. This time, as you know, had tremendous support in the Democrat Party. They made sure that they froze him out. They didn't want him running. They didn't want Biden exposed to anybody who would ask him a question. They knew what a terrible state he was in. And now they've taken a person who is part and parcel of all the problems we're seeing in America right now and said, oh, well, she's the person to solve all the problems we're seeing in America right now. In a twisted way, that's probably right, because she's created the problems we're seeing in America. So I guess if you really wanted to undo them, you would pick the person who created the problems and then say, oh, yeah, well, she can now decide how to fix those problems. But doesn't seem odd that she's now running against all the stuff that's happened in the last 4 years. Oh, one other thing. I did some math. And, you know, numbers are not my thing. I'm not really a big math guy, but I did do some math. In the last, let me see, 4 and 4 is 8 and 8 is 16. Okay. In the last 16 years, Democrats have been in the White House for 12 of them. So for 12 of the last 16 years, Democrats have been firmly in charge of the White House. And yet, somehow, some way, all the problems are the result of Donald Trump. It doesn't make any sense, does it? No, but again, the heck do I know? I'm just throwing it out there to let you know about it. A couple of things I do have to remind you about. Chronic Care of Richmond text line, that is always available to you. 833-804-1140. You're always welcome to jump on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. We'll take a look at that and let you know what's on people's minds that way. I do have a pair of tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. Yeah, I sure do. They're coming August the 31st, 7 o'clock. They're going to be at the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours. That is the Serve Pro Pavilion, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. I'm going to make it easy for you, and we're going to do it at Jeremy's favorite time of day, 4:20 this afternoon. You will be a specific caller. I'm not telling you which caller yet, but you've probably got a clue. But at 4:20-ish this afternoon, we'll give you a chance to get those tickets, and I'm hoping you will be the very, very, very successful winner. Adam Epstein's going to be joining us in a couple of moments. Adam is over on the sports station here at the Radio Factory. And he's got a big event coming up. And it's thank God, it's got nothing to do with issues. There's nothing of substance, which is actually a nice thing in this day and age. It's all about sports, all about football. So we're going to chat with him in a couple of moments and find out what's going on there, how you can get involved, how you can have some fun. Our citizen journalist, Mike Dickinson, of course, going to be along at 5:33. And I'm going to let you in on this twisted, bizarre, absurd legal case involving a boy here in Hanover County who was told he cannot play on the girls' tennis team, but a federal judge. Now, the federal judge had something even weirder to say. And we'll get to that in just a moment. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.